And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show podcast. Today is Classic Day. Now, we've done a few of these, done actually a couple of them over the last a few weeks, but we won't be doing them forever. But I do want to give you a listen to what we've got in our archives. Because if you're not a subscriber to the Phil Hendry Show website, you really should be. If you want quality entertainment, you want the best that money can buy, you want top shelf stuff every day, every single solitary day, without any let up. It's our podcast. It's our website. There are worse ways to spend your money. Let me put it that way. Now, you could, with a Backstage Pass subscription, access 35,000 hours of this stuff. And when I say stuff, I mean stuff. And today, now this is going back many, many years in the history of the Phil Hendry Show. 35,000 hours of radio show, classic radio, groundbreaking radio, just, you know, ground control radio. Why don't you just get to it and quit trying to play it fancy? All right. We have for you a bit today from our archives, Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. And what Robert is up to is basically this. He went into the lady's head, his female employee's restroom, and saw graffiti about him on the restroom walls. Well, this was really upsetting to Bob because a lot of it had to do with the size of his you-know-what. And the females were really breaking his you-know-whats. You-know-what, yeah. So here is Bob Green, and this is from 2001 or 2005, I'm not quite sure, but here is Bob Green talking about what he's going to do about these disrespectful women and the graffitiing on the walls in the women's bathroom that he has seen, but he cannot abide. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from 2001, 2005, Bob Green.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Robert Green is the owner, CEO of Fraser Foods, a grocery store chain, a grocery retail outlet in some three states, western states and in the southeast. He's on for our weekly employment spotlight about job opportunities in the service sector and the manufacturing sector. Bob, thank you for joining us.
Phil, I'm very happy to be here. A week after the anniversary of 9/11, we sometimes forget what a wonderful place America is, and such tragedies kind of put it all back into perspective.
I think it's well said. You wanted to talk this week about employees' benefits, what to look for in the insurance that is offered by your employer.
I'll give you an example of that, Phil, because I've got something that I think is important for me to say in that regard. Three nights ago, I was at our Buena Park store. We have a grocery store in Buena Park. And generally, when all the employees are gone, I act, I guess you could say I'm the last guy out for the evening out of the store, and I make sure all the lights are turned off. A lot of times I'll go into the offices, whether they're the cubicles of our managers, and I will make sure lights are turned off. You go into the restrooms, make sure the water isn't running and the lights are out. And you walk into the ladies' room as well and do that. Now, I walked into our female employees' bathroom at about 10:15 Tuesday night. And I was getting ready to turn the lights out in there, and as I scanned the room to make sure that the taps weren't running and so forth,
right,
my eyes fell upon graffiti that had been cut or scraped into the side of one of the bathroom stalls, and it was graffiti that referenced me in a very negative and in a very insulting way.
This was in the female employee's restroom.
In the female employee's restroom. Now, I understand that people are going to be tempted to write graffiti in bathrooms. It's a little juvenile, but I suppose it's a way for a lot of us to let off steam. I do it. I've done it. It's. I don't think I make as big a deal out of it as some people want to make a big deal out of graffiti in bathrooms. But I want to get back to Tuesday night because I saw this graffiti referring to me in an extremely negative way, and I felt that, what's the word the women use? I felt violated. That in my place of business,
yeah,
where I employ in my store, Phil, some 70 people, that the females that I employ are scrawling filthy comments about me in the bathroom, and that has led us to make a decision that we didn't want to make. And we feel completely within our rights.
You're talking about some kind of a surveillance camera?
We feel we're within our rights to put some kind of surveillance camera in a women's bathroom. So if you want to talk about employee insurance, let's not put the cart before the horse.
You're going to get a lot of pushback about putting surveillance cameras into bathrooms.
That may be, but my job is to ensure that our employees who have respect for me the employees who like working for me are not terrorized by female, you know, employees who write this kind of filth.
All right, now I'm tempted to ask you what the graffiti said so that I can. We're talking with Robert Green, the CEO, by the way, of Fraser Foods, who noticed negative graffiti scrawled into a bathroom stall door.
That is correct.
In the female employee's bathroom at the Buena Park store.
In our Buena Park outlet.
All right. I am tempted to ask you what the graffiti said so that I can and my audience can judge, you know, what your response to it would be.
Well, I don't think it matters what it said. I can tell you that it was a very personal, it was in very personal in nature. It was very insulting. It was sexual in nature. It referred to me in a very negative way sexually. It also was an untruth that I, you know, want to make clear to anybody that's listening from our store, and it cannot be allowed in the workplace. It is damaging personal property.
You just said that you don't mind graffiti, that sometimes you engage in the rooms can be painted.
That is correct. This took me by surprise because it prompted me to reassess how I feel about graffiti, because it was about me and it was filthy. And we have no choice now but to install surveillance cameras to see who's doing this kind of defacement.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods, who saw negative graffiti, and you guys are hearing that negative graffiti about you personally, not anybody else.
I didn't read. I didn't stop to read what else was written there, but it was negative about me. It was insulting.
Can I ask you how you feel you're going to be received saying that you're going to put surveillance cameras in the women's bathroom?
At this particular point, it doesn't matter now. You know, we might have gotten an argument before, and we might have even listened to it. And I'm not saying I can listen to arguments, but you have no right to write something filthy about me that was sexual in nature. And I can tell you that it is.
All right. Look, the fact that it was false. Is that specific information? Do you think you know who did it? Your employees are going to be the ones who are going to have to suffer who didn't do it. I mean, they're going to be the ones under surveillance.
No, I don't know. I do have my ideas as to who wrote it. I had on me a Sharpie that I keep for, in the store, and so I drew an arrow pointing to this comment.
You were writing on the bathroom stall too?
Well, what you do, I don't know if you're familiar, but when people scrawl this kind of filth, what other people do is they'll come along and then they'll draw an arrow pointing to what that person said, and then they'll make a comment. That's how it's done. It's kind of like the way that people communicate in bathrooms in terms of graffiti. So I drew an arrow pointing to the comment, and I said, no, he doesn't.
Well, what was said about you? Because we need to know. You know, as to what your comment was.
Phil, what was said about me was basically Bob Green has a pencil-sized blank. It was juvenile, it was insulting, and so in order for me to find out who did this, I said, all right, and what you do, as I say, when people who write graffiti in bathrooms know, you draw an arrow to the comment, and then that lets people know that you're commenting on what they said, so I drew an arrow to that. And I wrote down, no, he doesn't, see for yourself. And what I did was I drew a stick figure man. And then drew a... an exaggeratedly large... You know, the thing that they're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Now, what that...
Let me stop you right there. It seems a little childish to engage in the same...
No, it is childish, but... First of all... she started it with this comment. It is slanderous. It is not true. And what I will do after doing that... Because this is how these people think. After I drew the arrow and said, no, he doesn't... see for yourself, and then I drew a stick figure man. And this, you know, admittedly oversized appendage. Now I'll go back to the bathroom tomorrow night and see if she's responded.
How do you? So you'll know she's responded if she drew an arrow to your comment?
Yes.
Now, why not just wait for the surveillance cameras?
Absolutely, Phil, but this is, I want to find this person now before we get these things installed. Because, after I make the announcement, and that's another thing, I don't know whether I will make an announcement.
Well, you can't put surveillance cameras and not tell the women, can you?
Well, I would consult with attorneys, but I don't, if I tell them the cameras are there, then they're not going to, then I'll never find out who would put graffiti in there if there weren't cameras.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rhonda, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Very fine, ma'am.
Good.
And we have Robert Green here. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Hi, Mr. Green, how are you?
Yes, ma'am, I'm fine, thank you.
What are you going to do after you find out who it is? How are you going to go about handling it?
What I'm going to terminate that individual. This is an adult who understands the concept of damaging private property and certainly understands that in the workplace that cannot be tolerated. Also undermining people's efforts at work by employing such derogatory terms about a supervisor, I think, is destructive to the morale of people around them. I don't think there's any room for it.
Is this the first time you've seen graffiti in the bathrooms?
This is the first time that I've seen graffiti about me. And
is that why it bothers you, because it's about you?
I don't understand the lady's point.
Well, what are you saying, Rhonda? Are you saying that Mr. Green would not have been concerned?
Did not handle this as aggressively had it been about one of the other males in the store.
I don't know. This is the first time I've seen...
Have you seen graffiti in the women's bathroom?
I've seen graffiti in the bathrooms, yeah.
This attracted him because it was about him.
Well, ma'am, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I will just tell you it has nothing to do with it.
Well, I just think
this
that
has to
it's
do
a
with...
bit of an overreaction, sir. No disrespect. I'm just saying that because of that, you took it... Of course, the person, whoever wrote it, is very infantile and definitely has a big problem.
Yes.
A big emotional problem.
Very much so.
And anyone who writes in the bathroom about anyone in a derogatory manner should be handled the same way. But my point is, you saw graffiti in the bathroom before. However, it didn't bother you before, but it bothers you now because it's about you.
Well, most of the graffiti that you see, ma'am, is generally in the men's bathroom, and it's silly, absolutely silly stuff that shows women with enormous breasts and this kind of stupid...
Same thing.
All right,
same thing.
This was about me having a, and I quoted it, and I don't want to beat it into the ground, a pencil-sized you-know-what.
The males can be doing the same thing in the male bathroom.
But men do that. You have to understand.
Men do that. Oh, okay. So it's okay for the men to do it, but it's not okay for the women to do it.
All right, let me ask you.
Especially not okay for the women to do it if they're doing it about you.
Let me ask you a question, Rhonda, and I think this is fair to ask you this. What if you walked into a filthy gas station restroom and scrawled in a toilet stall was, Rhonda is flat-chested?
Well, there's so many Rhondas in the world, it wouldn't bother me.
Well, let's say you knew it was you.
Around and walk. I wouldn't even use the bathroom if it was that nasty.
Well, let's say that you knew it was you.
Well, all right, so she knows
it's
her.
Anybody who knows me would know that I'm not flat-chested, so it wouldn't bother me.
Well, maybe it's somebody who knows that you're not flat. So I don't understand. Are you saying you have large breasts or what?
I'm blessed.
All right, look, I want to jump in here.
But that's not the point. The point is...
Right.
Whether the information is true or false, for someone to scrabble something like that on a bathroom wall is absolutely unacceptable and immature.
Yes, yes, but it's also a lie.
Under any circumstance, whether it's about you or whether or not it's about any other employee within your store.
Here's the thing that I want to point out that I think Rhonda was saying, Bob. If somebody scrawled the comment that you said, Rhonda is flat-chested, she wouldn't bother her because she knows she isn't. Okay.
Well, I'm not, and I don't have a pencil, and I don't want to get into personal things here. Okay.
All right, so then can we not say, well, you know, it's not going to bother me?
Well, this is a female.
He's given it so much attention, I wonder if it's true.
That's childish.
You're giving it
that's
so much
attention.
Why give it that attention? Why are you giving it so much attention? It's because
you
it's about
are very,
you.
You're childish.
But if it was about your other employees, it would not bother you.
Ma'am, I do not have...
You admitted that you see graffiti in the bathroom before. And if
I didn't see
it before,
any...
it didn't attract your attention because you were not involved. Your name was not in it.
Number one, I'll
the
tell you this much.
You know,
there's no woman in that place. There's
the
no woman in that place that knows the size of mine.
In a derogatory way.
I can tell you that I've asked out a lot of them.
The same way, had they said that you were oversized.
What would you have said, Bob, to that?
To what?
What if it had said, Bob Green has got a big one?
He's...
It's not slander when you don't lie. It's slander when you lie.
Oh, gee, wow.
So,
compliment.
Ma'am, it technically the law says slander is a lie. I drew an arrow to this woman's comment. I put the stick figure with the large, you know, and I said, no, he's not. And
all right, now, my question is, isn't that childish of you
exactly.
to...
Exactly.
What? Why? Why is that childish? I am letting the other women know...
Because you're stooping to her level. You're stooping to whoever's level and mindset it took.
But if she draws...
something like that on the wall, you took the same time and the same mindset to answer.
I don't see why you say it's the same mindset.
Well, a stick figure with a, you know...
It's trying to lure her... When you do graffiti, you draw an arrow to the person's comment.
All right, so you're waiting for her to come back, draw an arrow to your comment, and then make a comment.
Yes.
And then you're
going
to go and see if she did it, but there's no surveillance camera to catch her doing it.
Not
so
yet.
What's the point?
Not yet.
What's the point?
Because this is the only way I can catch her. So I drew the arrow.
How are you going to catch her?
All right. Look it, Rhonda, thank you. 1-800-449. How would you catch her?
Because the more she talks, the more I'll know whether or not it's someone who in that store might have... And I'm not saying that I don't believe in being intimate with any of my female employees. I have made mistakes. And there may be a female employee of mine who did see it and is, for some reason, being angry.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green from Fraser Foods. In the women's restroom at the store, in the female employees' restroom, someone scrawled graffiti that said, Bob Green has a pencil-sized blank. He was offended by that, and he wants to catch that person. He also wants to put surveillance cameras in the women's bathroom. You know, there is such a thing as privacy. There is such a thing as decency. But do your rights to privacy, to even go into a bathroom, go away when you are scrawling insightful and filthy messages on private property? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Green joins me here on the Phil Henry Show. You're talking, Bob, about the graffiti in the women's bathroom that was scrawled there, referencing you in a negative sexual way. You also mentioned that there were some women you made mistakes with.
I was trying to think of who might have written something insulting like that, who I might have had a relationship, and for whatever reason I dumped her. Not, I don't mean to say dumped, but basically that's what you do. If you don't want to see a woman again, you dump her, and she gets, and I shouldn't say dumped, and maybe that's why she's angry.
Well, is there a woman who works there at the store that you dumped?
There is one woman who was one of our checkers. I've asked out some of the women that work here. I know it's a mistake to do that. They've declined. So I don't know if any of them would be in any position to say anything about me physically. The one woman that I did dump is, again...
There's that word again, though. And when you use the word dump, maybe there's some anger.
Well, if there's anger, Phil, it doesn't give you the right to go into the women's bathroom and scrawl filth on a bathroom stall saying that I got a pencil you-know-what or anything that has to do with that.
But see, what the last caller brought out that I think is very important, if you don't mind me saying...
Go ahead.
...is that... You've seen graffiti in those bathrooms before, and you didn't say anything about it until it was about you.
I don't think it needs explaining, but I will explain it.
Please.
The graffiti that had to do with other employees was, first of all, it was fairly typical. It had to do with one of the women having, you know, having a particular skill, a sexual skill, or, you know, or the oversized breasts of another woman. So this is very typical stuff. This, however, had to do with me, and I am the CEO of this company.
But why should you, therefore, be accorded the respect and the deference to the point where you were having surveillance cameras put in, you're going to fire somebody?
Well, Phil, I'll put it as simply as I can. I'm the CEO. I'm not someone who's boxing grapefruit. I don't understand. Well,
I'm just saying that if someone writes, scrawls in a men's bathroom, so-and-so, who may be one of your employees, she's a whore, let's say.
Right.
Okay. Does that guy get fired?
No, he doesn't get fired. Only because...
Because the woman that wrote this about you was writing it about you.
Please understand that unless I fire this person, I will never have the respect of my employees. And if you run a grocery store, you run a retail chain like I do, and you don't have your employees' respect, the first thing they start to do is they start to steal. They begin to lift money out of the cash register. They begin to steal product. The next thing you know, you got someone outside. Now they're not just saying that you got a pencil size you know what in the bathroom. They're spray painting on the side of your car. I can't allow that.
And if you enforced an anti-graffiti rule among all of your employees, regardless of who the graffiti is about, I think you'd have less of a difficult time stopping it than by saying...
Well, no, because I cannot do that. It's a way that a lot of people let off steam.
And all right, but if they're letting off steam about you...
If they're letting off steam about me, now you have people... Now, if you don't deal with it, now you have people stealing.
And, all right, so you think the result is they're going to steal?
Oh, come on. If they don't respect the boss, they will rob me blind. Blind.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. As the result of this graffiti, should there be surveillance cameras in the woman's bathroom to catch whoever these women are that are making these personal, sexual, degrading comments about Mr. Green? He did say that he had a relationship with one of the checkers there that he, quote, dumped. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Robert Green with us from Fraser Foods. And the idea of... We were going to talk about employment opportunities and, of course, the idea of insurance on the program tonight. But we got... You don't feel we're sidetracked, do you, with this issue?
I don't think so, Phil. We're talking about employees destroying private property and writing... writing about my, about my endowment being tiny or whatever in the women's bathroom, I think, and so that's why I did what I did.
Now, you also, did you say that you were going to put out a mailer to the women saying that there's going to be a surveillance camera installed?
We're going, not a mailer, an email.
Okay.
I went into the women's bathroom last night. I had originally drawn, as I said, the stick figure with an arrow pointing to her comment and saying, no, he isn't, see for yourself. What I did is I went into one of the stalls last night, and when I was in college, Phil, there was a very famous restaurant called Bob's Big Boy here in Los Angeles. You know the place?
Oh, we used to go there all the time.
It's a great place. But when I was in college, that was my nickname, Bob's Big Boy, and it had to do with what we're talking about, and not because I, wore checkered overalls.
1-800-449-8686. We seem to have a connection problem here tonight. Robert Green is with us about women who have defaced the female employees' bathroom at the retail stores that he owns and that is the chief executive officer of. Surveillance cameras going into those female-only bathrooms. 1-800-449-8686. Misty, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I just had a question for the CEO. Do you not care about the sexual harassment that's happening to your female employees in the men's bathroom?
Well, ma'am, it's not sexual harassment. The women don't go into that bathroom. It's like a conversation the two men are having among themselves cannot be considered harassing to a woman that can't hear it.
Okay, so is it harassment that you went into the women's bathroom and you're yourself with a bigger one?
I'm sorry?
That is harassing to all your female employees that walk in there and have to see that.
I'm sorry? What did you say? What did you say, ma'am?
Isn't it harassing to your female employees who have to go into the female restroom and now see the picture that instead of erasing what that person did, you drew a bigger one and made it even more harassing for those female employees?
Well, first of all, ma'am, those women were not being harassed by me. I was the object of a filthy, crude comment.
Did you not just draw yourself bigger and make it even cruder?
I am attempting to find out who the person is that did it. And the way to do that is, I don't know if you've ever drawn graffiti in a bathroom, but you draw these arrows to refer to the comment.
No, no, Mr. Green, we're not talking about posting a message on a website here. You're talking about an infantile practice of defacing private property or sometimes public property.
Absolutely.
So I don't know that anybody's familiar with what the protocol is for graffiti.
Well, you draw an arrow to say, I'm commenting on this. Now, this lady's finding fault with the fact that I drew a stick figure representing me with a large, you know. But I've
to
got
me, a... I mean, that would be sexual harassing to all of the women who weren't involved in that woman who did it was wrong. I agree. But all the women who have to go in there and use the bathroom are now seeing their CEO, who was a little child and went in there and drew a picture of himself with a bigger one. That's harassing to all of your
employees.
They
don't know that I did that. They just,
you're on the radio saying that you did it.
Ma'am, I'm talking about, well, first of all, you've got to understand about selective listing. Half the people don't even hear what it is I'm saying. The point is, and a lot of my employees are also Hispanic, they don't speak English, and so a lot of them don't listen to English language radio. But the point is, I then went into one of the to the toilet stalls, and I said to Mr. Green, used to be known as Bob's Big Boy in college, to see if...
Well, what are you doing, man? I mean, I kind of agree with this lady. When you do that, now you're exposing more women to even more infantile comments.
Well, who would write that about me? Who?
What does it matter? I mean, why don't you just say, it's done, it's stupid, it's childish, erase it, and go on.
Well,
and also erase all the things in the men's bathroom about the derogatory comments that you're making about all the women that work there.
So I'm supposed to allow the perception that I've got a pencil-sized...
Who cares? Do you care? Why care about what other people think about you? They're not going to steal from you because they think you have a small...
Ma'am, I happen to be a single man. What are the chances that I'm going to be able to hook up with a woman?
I think you underestimate
women. You're going to hook up with a woman in your store?
First of all, I've asked out a lot of the women here.
Isn't that sexual harassment to keep asking out your employees when you're the CEO?
No, I don't. Ma'am, I do not ask them out repeatedly. I did ask out one woman, and then I dumped her, and I made a mistake.
And then you said all the other female employees who you've asked out aren't interested in asking out.
They didn't want to go out with me. And it could be because...
So it seems like you should seek a female friend in a other environment other than your workplace.
They say that the workplace is the best place to find a partner because you share a common interest. And the first thing I don't need is, while I'm looking for a partner for life, someone telling them, oh, and by the way, he's a nice guy, but he's got one that looks like a pencil.
So have you ever taken any, being a CEO, have you had any sexual harassment classes or anything?
You keep using that term. I'm the one who she said, I've got a pencil-sized one because I dumped her.
Wait a minute.
You're the one who went into the woman's bathroom and wants to... It's almost like you're a pervert because you want to go in there and tape the women going to the bathroom.
Ma'am, I have to know who is damaging my reputation among my employees.
So let's watch all the women go to the bathroom.
You know what, ma'am? I'll tell you something. When you allow that kind of behavior, you lose your rights to privacy. I really believe when you allow destruction of private property, when you do it yourself, you lose your right to privacy.
But all the other women who are not guilty of that, is there somewhere else where they can use a facility?
Unfortunately, if one does it, everybody gets it.
Wait a minute, this isn't the Marine Corps. Okay, this is...
Mr. Henry, I was in the service.
All right, you might have been in the service. You're talking about a private business, a place of employment. It's not the Marine Corps where, hey, you know, the platoon gets it because one guy screwed up.
I run my business like it's a military installation. One person screws up, they all take it in the neck.
All right, look at Misty, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, because one woman scrawled graffiti about Mr. Green in the female bathroom saying he had a pencil-sized you-know-what. Now he's putting in surveillance cameras, and all the women are going to have to be taped. Oh, my God. And this dude, he puts a stick figure. What a jackass. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods about incidents of graffiti in the women's bathroom at his place of business, which indicated negative things about him. And Mr. Green, you are you going into the women's restroom now?
Well, I've got some people who are with our security, with the company, the home office, and I'm showing them some of the things here. Okay, now, what originally happened, Phil, the comment was Bob Green has a pencil size, etc. I came in, I took a Sharpie out, I pointed an arrow to her comment, or obviously it was a woman. I wrote, no, he doesn't, see for yourself. And I drew a stick figure with this ridiculously oversized appendage. Right, now I see here, and Jim Garber's with me from our security detail. She's drawn an arrow pointing at the stick figure, and the comment here is that looks more like Ray Phillips. Okay, Ray Phillips is our produce manager. And in the comment here is, says what?
This is Ray Phillips, and this is Bob Green. Ray Phillips' wife.
Bob Green is Ray Phillips' wife. All right, so that is absolutely... So what you do, and what you recommend, Jim, is I'm taking the Sharpie out now. I'm going to point an arrow at that, and I'm going to make the comment here. Okay, so I guess you want me to put your phone number here and tell everyone about how you like to take it. I can't mention
it. See, this is what I'm talking about, though, this back and forth.
I've got to find out who this person is, because disrespecting me means the morale of this company will sink so low, I'll walk into this store some morning, and everything will be cleared off the shelves, not by customers, but by my employees.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Tamara. Tamara, go ahead. Or Tamara. Or
Bob.
How do we pronounce your name, hon?
Tamara.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Bob.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you said that you point arrows on the wall right now?
It's my way
of
trying
you have a problem. Bob, you
yes,
have
ma'am?
A problem. You have a real problem. First of all, for the simple fact that, well, number one, you said Hispanics don't listen to the radio.
No, they don't listen to English language radio, listening to this
English
program.
English language radio? Really? How do you know?
I live in Los Angeles. I know how the Hispanic people here primarily listen to
Spanish
pervert,
radio. You're pervert, you're racist, now and you're sexist.
Well,
and
you're a child. You don't even know what racist means.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think, in fact, you're so young, I don't think you even have experienced
how old
racism.
Am I? Bob, how old am I?
I think you're a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I got a bachelor's degree. I'm not a teenager.
You got a bachelor's degree?
I'm not a teenager.
All right, but you're a young lady, young enough. You've never experienced racism. You don't know what it could have been like.
Okay, anyway, that's not even why I called.
Well, but you see, you know, I backed you off of that one, right?
You're real funny. You're a child, because first of all, why are you writing on the bathroom walls a rebuttal to whatever she wrote on whoever the female was? You mad because she caught you on that you have a small you-know-what.
Ma'am, this is what you do in a bathroom to...
You have a small you-know-what, and you mad because she caught you on it.
No, hon, I don't. They used to call me Bob's big boy.
Okay,
I don't want to get it up.
They should have called you Bob small boy, little boy. They should have called you Bob little boy.
A bachelor's degree, huh? Where'd you get it? On a matchbook, or how'd that come about?
Don't worry about how I got it. That's not the point.
Well, I'm sure you probably just lifted it out of a drawer someplace.
I probably did,
and filled
right?
in all the blank spaces.
I probably did.
You sure you got the right? You're right on it.
You so small. You real small. See, you talking about a person, you know, who wrote your name down.
Hi, I got a bachelor's degree.
Who wrote your name down? You have a small private part. You probably do have a small private part, and you just want to put a camera in the woman's bathroom so you can be a pervert and look
hold on
the women.
Hey, Tamara,
you're hiding
on.
Your real agenda.
Tamara,
you're hiding
hold on.
The agenda.
Hold on. Mr. Green, are you in the bathroom now?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm hearing toilets flushing.
He's probably using the toilet.
No, there's other people using them.
Are you in the women's bathroom?
Yes.
What are you doing in the women's bathroom while there were women in there using it?
Mr. Henry, I'm the owner of this company.
It don't matter. You're a pervert. You just want to get free rocks off. You want to look at the ladies while they're using the bathroom.
Use a pervert and you got a bachelor's degree?
No, you're the pervert.
No, there's no way. There's no way. If you got a bachelor's degree, then my name is Malcolm X.
Wow. You're the pervert. You're a pervert. You watching women
Will
in the
you
bathroom.
Turn the... Hold on. I'm hearing people going to the bathroom.
Oh, so in other words, that's against the law, huh?
On the radio, yeah.
You're not supposed to be in the woman's bathroom, whether you own the shop or not.
I'm in the lady's bathroom to find out if she answered my last graffiti post.
What the? Are you crazy, man?
He's a sick man.
How am I sick?
You're in there scrawling a picture of a stick figure with a big thing, and then you...
Well, there you have just a taste of what we present on our website. That's just an example of it, and that the full hour you can hear, and we've given you just about all the full hour. You can hear on our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. I hate to, hate to just tease you with that, but hey, that's the name of the game. Listen, hit us up for a subscription at philhenryshow.com, a year or a month. The rest of you guys, please give us a good rating and review at iTunes. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.